it worked out that my husband was working at the fertilizer plant in town 3 days a week, and he was out the other, or 2 days a week, and he was out 3 or 4 days a week on the road selling fertilizer, and he got an agency for the Ritz Nurseries, which I think is still in Victoria. They're not here anymore, but I believe they're in Victoria. Anyway, he was selling fruit trees and shrubs of different kinds. And it was through that agency that we got our laurel hedge started. He bought 12 plants, and we just spaced them all the way across the 78.5-foot frontage we have here. And then during the years, each summer, he would, in the August, he would take cuttings and push them in between, you know, until we had quite a hedge. I'm rambling on, getting off the subject, but...
Through his meeting a lot of other people outside on the road, and I imagine he was also promoting your business as well.
Oh yes, absolutely. If he couldn't sell them a load of fertilizer or a fruit tree, he would suggest maybe they needed some new curtains or something. You know, this is putting it in a nutshell. And he came home with different things for me to do, and I'd bring something home sometimes that I'd say, I can't do that. An eiderdown, or this Miss George, that was the druggist's name, the corner of Sussex. She wanted a quilt made. And I didn't know anything about wool quilts. We didn't have them in England. They were always down-filled, you know, or feathers. And I said, there's no way I can make one of those things. I wouldn't know where to get the down. I wouldn't know how to put it in the cover. And oh, he said, you go and see Mrs. Barber. She'll help you out. She'll have some ideas. So I really did. And she said, why don't you suggest you make a wool one for him? So that started us doing either downs, both wool and down, but mostly down. And we took old ones and recovered them, or remade them. And there was a difference between recovering them over the old cover or making the brand new one and blowing the down into it. There was a difference of 50 cents between the one price and the other. This sounds utterly stupid, and I think it was too, looking back. I think we could at least have got a dollar extra. Anyway, we used to buy our material at that time. You see, retail, we had no real business setup, really. And because we were doing so many different things, you know. And one day I was buying some material in the Hudson's Bay, and the chap who waited on me was one of the staff who looked after getting eiderdowns redone. They didn't do them in their own workshop, and the small shop on Granville Street did them for them at that time, and they weren't very happy with what was being done. And he said to me, do you do much of this kind of thing? And I said, well, yes, we do quite a bit. He said, would you be interested in doing them for us? And I said, well, yes, I thought that would be a very good idea. So he said, well, next time you have one finished, bring it in and let me see it. So I think a few weeks went by before I finally got to the point where I could take one in, because we were, you know, when a thing was finished, it usually was a case of delivering it and getting paid. Very important that we got paid. And I took this, I finally was able to slip in there with one before I took it home, and he said, that's beautifully done. Now, what about the price? And I don't remember the details now, but it was arranged that I gave them a schedule of prices according to whether it was all one material or whether they had inserts of plain material and so forth, and with two combination of two materials. And we did their eiderdowns for them for, oh golly, right until we opened the shop in town. And then we ran into trouble with it. We still did them for a while. And then the sales tax man, the federal sales tax man inspector, came in one day wanted to go to our books, and he said, you should have had a manufacturer's license for doing these things. And, well, there was quite an argument went on, and it turned out that he based his statement on the fact that we occasionally sold material to the Bay. Like if they wanted an eiderdown made with silk and was going to be a new one made, it had to be interlined with a downproof cambric, you see. And we carried downproof cambric in stock by this time. And we were selling it to them, but we were selling them at retail less 10%, which was the same deal we had when we bought from the Bay. We got a 10% discount for trade discounts. He said that wasn't the point. We were actually selling wholesale, really, as far as he was concerned. Well, I think it was about a year after that, my husband said, I'm sick and tired of this, you know. He said, we're paying federal sales tax on every darn thing we buy, and then we're having to pay again when we sell, because they charged us on our sales, and we didn't get it free of federal tax when we bought the stuff, because these people, our suppliers, maintained that we have no business to have a manufacturer's license. We were not manufacturers. So we were caught between the devil and the deep blue sea, you see. So my husband went down to see the manager of the drapery department, and he said, look, we've just got to quit this, because it just doesn't pay us. We don't make anything out of it by the time we figure out how much money we paid in taxes mm-hmm. that we shouldn't be paying. So our sales tax license, manufacturer's license, was cancelled. And we quit doing stuff, you see.
By that time you were getting more into it. This is, you've already moved into your store
and we were doing interior design through those years previous to that. I had been studying in every book and so forth that I could get my hands on. And I came from a family, my mother was a marvelous seamstress and had very good ideas and interested in one form and another, and my father was, he used to do watercolors and that picture up there he did, that's all done with a fine mapping pen, pen and ink. It's really a beautiful piece of work. Anyway, he that was his hobby, and then he did a bit of carpentry and that kind of thing, little fancy things, you know.